Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are entirely free. That's freetalklive.com. As we go right into the phone calls, because this is a show about your calls, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Let's go to Rob in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a question for you, Ian, actually.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, you were talking about the fair tax, and you said how that was a misplaced effort.
Yeah, I absolutely believe it's a misplaced effort.
Mm-hmm, because you say you want to eliminate all government, correct?
Well, you know, that'd be nice. I mean, I'd be all right if we could get back to a really, really small, constitutionally sized government. I'd be okay with that, but then I'd probably keep arguing for even less.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just wondering how you could, you were against the fair tax, but you were also pro-downsized D.C., which, in a way, is also kind of a lateral motion from a change. I mean, it's a little bit positive, but mostly it's moving from the current system to a different system.
Well,
how do you reconcile
downsizeDC.org is an excellent website that allows people to get in touch with their Congress critters and promote pro-freedom ideas to these people. I'm a supporter of incremental change if that's what's on the table. I just simply call for what is the best, in my opinion, for the future of America, and that is getting away from government control and getting back to more freedom.
You know, I think that Downsize DC generally takes small government every single time, every single issue, whereas the fair tax proposes to change the tax code and supposedly get rid of the IRS, but then somebody's going to have to collect these taxes, these fair taxes that we're talking about, and they don't propose to do away with the 16th Amendment. So therefore, it could very likely just grow the government and grow the tax base.
Yeah, I've never seen Downsize DC actually taking any sidesteps. They're usually either defending against bigger increases in government or advocating the Read the Bills Act, for instance, which would dramatically decrease the size of government. Rob?
Yeah, that sounds good, I guess.
Very good. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. 800-259-9231. We had Jim Babka on last night from DownsizeDC.org. It's just a great organization. Highly recommend you go and check out their website. That's DownsizeDC.org. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Catherine Johnston. Does that name ring a bell, Mark?
No. Hold on. Yes, it does.
Yes,
she's the gal. She's the little old lady in Atlanta that got shot with the SWAT team bust in.
Correct. She shot three cops before they took her out, and she's dead, unfortunately. And John Sugg over at LouRockwell.com and Creative Loafing has a few words to say about it. It says, in the inflammatory ruckus about the Atlanta police killing of an elderly woman, Catherine Johnston, what's overlooked is the backdrop to the tragedy. Cops fired the fatal bullets on November 21st in Johnston's West Atlanta home. But the real culprit is the 36-year-old war on drugs. That war is just as much a disaster, just as ill-conceived, just as deadly to innocents, and just as big a waste of tons of cash as George Bush's war on terrorism. Both wars fail because they target an enemy that's not there. Terror is a tactic, not a nation or an ideology that can be warred against. In modern terms, terrorism is rooted in disaffected, oppressed people. It won't go away until conditions or perceptions change. The drug war is even worse. It targets our own people as the enemy, because he's absolutely right about that. The war on drugs is not a war on pot or cocaine or methamphetamine. It's a war against our friends and family members. It's a war against other Americans who happen to enjoy doing drugs. About 1.7 million people are arrested annually in America for narcotics charges. 43% of those are for marijuana. That's about 750,000. A drug far more benevolent than legal alcohol. In America's booming prison industry, 25% of the 2 million plus inmates are there for drugs, and most of their crimes are nonviolent. In federal lockups, 60% of the prisoners are drug offenders.
Now, that's just drug offenders. That's not people that have committed offenses in order to get drugs.
That's correct.
That's not talking about somebody who has gone out and robbed a liquor store in order to get enough money to buy some crack.
That's another significant percentage.
It's a huge number.
But
just think how many. Just we could empty the jails out if we just legalize.
Pretty much, yeah. But the terror and drug wars make people rich. Bush's obscene demand this month for a $700 billion defense budget won't make us safer, but will allow the military-industrial complex to wallow in wealth. Meanwhile, after almost four decades of the war on drugs, federal and state authorities spend about $50 billion a year, a sum that's roughly equal to the profits pocketed by drug dealers. Narco lords' profits rely on a war that keeps their prices high. Meanwhile, massive amounts of scarce public resources are diverted into fighting a war, one that occasionally nails street dealers, but hardly ever attacks the kingpins or the root problems. This is a lethal and loathsome symbiosis.
That's because the kingpins have unfortunately bought off our cops. They may not have bought them all off, and I'm sure many of them get into policing for good and honest and upright reasons.
They bought off the ones that count.
When you pay a cop $35,000 a year, and then these guys come along with an extra grand or two a month,
mm-hmm.
just to give us a little info
look
the other way. That's a lot of money.
Well,
tax-free grand.
Catherine Johnston, the old lady, died because cops were being pushed by the brass to pile up statistics on arrests and warrants. That doesn't excuse the officers involved. They lied to get a no-knock warrant to bust into Johnston's home, of course with guns a-blazing, and the innocent woman died defending herself. The officers' careers are finished, and at least some of them deserve jail time. Still, a bigger crime is the propaganda. By the way, the only reason we found out that Catherine Johnston died, these cops lied was because they killed this woman. If they just busted in, tore up her house, there wasn't any gunplay, they just tore up her house, found out there wasn't any drugs there, left. Of course, they never apologized for tearing up people's houses. But if they just left, it would have been done and over with.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would have ever gotten caught. The final insult to Johnston is actually still a bigger crime is the propaganda by officials claiming that statistics show they're combating the scourge of drugs. Reality check, the numbers show only how we've failed, abysmally failed. The boss cops know this, and in many communities, police officials have come forward and urged an end to the nonsense. They understand what every study shows. Treatment is an infinitely more effective cure for drugs than incarceration, and much cheaper. Not that I support what he's suggesting here. The suggestion is that we should force people into treatment as well. While it's a step better than throwing them in a jail cell, we shouldn't be forcing anyone to do anything.
Any more than we catch somebody with a beer or a martini and we throw them into treatment.
The final insult to Ms. Johnston is that her death has become a goldmine for political opportunists. Last week, District Attorney Paul Howard in Atlanta, always adept at playing the race card, threw an entire deck onto the table. He announced plans to indict three white officers for murder, burglary, and other crimes. Those aren't the appropriate charges. Manslaughter, where the crime is an unintended death, would be more appropriate. But it makes good headlines for Howard in a black community that sees itself under attack by police. Howard's political gambit has possibly undermined a careful investigation by the FBI by ending plea negotiations with the three cops. But that's irrelevant to the vote-hungry prosecutor. Even worse, the three officers have told the feds that many, many more drug cases were based on evidence obtained by shortcuts such as lying to judges. Howard's theatrics, it's really coming out, isn't it, Mark?
Hmm.
Howard's theatrics are an attempt to obfuscate his role in prosecuting those cases. Did his office have knowledge of the cops' tainted investigations? Howard's craven behavior rivals that of Police Chief Richard Pennington, who doesn't care how much pressure he puts on his officers if it gets him a raise. Indeed, that was exactly the scheme before Johnston's slaying interrupted his plans to expand his already bloated pension fund by another $10,000 of taxpayer cash. City Council nixed that scheme after the Johnston slaying, citing statistics on the number of warrants served as a way to grease Pennington's money machine until some officers caved from the stress and broke the law. The rank and file has received only crumbs under the regime of Mayor Shirley, Franklin, and Pennington. The police force is angry from too much work and paltry pay raises. And while the brass touts reports of lower crime rates, those easily manipulated numbers didn't do much for the citizens' perception that Atlanta just isn't a very safe city. Ask police officers, I have, and if they know their name won't get back to Pennington, keep it quiet, they'll tell you that things look bleak on the front lines. One side of insanity is repeating the same mistakes over and over again, hoping a miracle will finally change the outcome.
When they say that it looks bleak, it's because of the drug war. I mean, if you catch a murderer, then you've stopped some murders. If you catch a car thief, there's some cars that won't get stolen out there. If you catch a drug dealer, somebody's just going to step in his place and sell those drugs instead.
Those profits are waiting for whoever wants to break the law. 800-259-9231. As always, I invite anybody out there who believes in the war on drugs to please call in and explain to me why it's a good idea. I'd really love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. More about Atlanta and your calls as well on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Place to go. Bulletin board system awaits you. Almost 200,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,400 people are interacting. Various different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're talking about one of my pet issues, and that is the war on drugs. It's a war that needs to end, and it needs to end as soon as possible. People are getting caught in the crossfire. It's not a war on drugs. It's a war on your friends and family members, those of your friends and family members who choose to use drugs instead of drugs that happen to be illegal, instead of, say, having a beer at night. It's a war on those people, and it's absolutely insane that we're throwing our friends and family members into prison cells, that we're busting into people's homes in the middle of the night with guns drawn, yelling and screaming and throwing people to the ground, destroying people's property, tearing apart cars, tearing apart people's homes, looking for drugs. It's absolutely nuts what's going on. And John Sugg at Atlanta's Creative Loafing has a few more thoughts on the war on drugs. As he points out, one sign of insanity is repeating the same mistakes, hoping that a miracle will change the outcome. That defines the crazed war on drugs. We wage it because it gives police chiefs a chance to boast about statistics, and because it's an incredibly lucrative industry on both sides of the law, meaning the criminals, of course, are making buku bucks because of the profits that are insured by the fact that the drugs are illegal.
Sure.
On the other side of the law, the cops are making buku bucks.
Drug dealers aren't making any money on aspirin.
Nope. The cops are making buku bucks because they're getting payoffs from the criminals, and they're also getting big budgets from their government officials.
Right. It's just the American people that get it coming and going.
Yep.
If you get caught with the drugs, you go to jail, and if you don't do drugs or get caught with them or have them or anything like that, you still have to pay for the war on drugs.
And even if you don't do drugs, even if you're not even connected with people that do drugs, that doesn't keep you safe from two elements. It doesn't keep you safe from the element of the crazed crackhead that wants to bust in your window with a machete in his teeth in the middle of the night to try to get cash from you so he can go out and buy another crack rock. It doesn't keep you safe from that. And it also doesn't keep you safe from the police busting into your front door in the middle of the night looking for crack or looking for marijuana or looking for whatever it is that somebody told them was allegedly in your house. Which is, by the way, all they
both
need.
Happen all the time.
Yep. If you need an exclamation mark to the statement, the drug war is insane, here's a dilly. Marijuana is America's top cash crop. According to a study released in December of 2006, about 10,000 tons of marijuana are grown every year, worth almost $36 billion. That dwarfs the $23 billion corn crop or the $18 billion in the annual harvest of soybeans. In Georgia, peanuts are, well, peanuts compared to the evil weed. The only crop that exceeds marijuana's yearly $440 million harvest in Georgia is cotton at $500 million. Pot is the top crop in North and South Carolina. A lot of stoners just live across the border. How about a second exclamation mark? Just last week, Bush asked for a 31% increase in an annual $100 million advertising campaign to combat drug use amongst youths. Naturally, the agency that produces the ads has close political ties to Bush. With such memorable spots as a stone driver running over a child, the campaign so far has wasted $1.4 billion.
Well, if they're going to do ads, I would want them to do it against people that are driving and using drugs.
Why wasted? Because a study by the Federal General Accounting Office found that the more kids viewed the advertising, the more likely they were to use drugs.
It's true.
The General Accounting Office stated, quote, greater exposure to the campaign was associated with weaker anti-drug norms and increases in the perceptions that others use marijuana. Like in Iraq, the ad campaign is a failure, so Bush wants a surge in the war on drugs. And it's that sort of thinking, along with the ambitions of people like Chief Pennington and Howard, that set the stage for the death of Katherine Johnston, who, by the way, didn't have any drugs in her house. 1-800-259-9231. The police kicked in her door at 7 o'clock in the evening. She's an old lady, 88 to 90. Nobody was really too sure how old she was. She didn't have any family that could answer any of the questions. An old woman, no family, no husband to speak of, sitting alone in her shanty of a house in, downtown Atlanta, some really shoddy part of town, living out the remaining years of her life in whatever way she chose. I don't know, maybe she liked to sew. Maybe she liked to watch The Price is Right. I don't know Katherine Johnston, and at this point, no one will get the chance to know her because she's dead. And it's all because somebody decided that marijuana was evil. And we can't have pot around here. We can't have cocaine. We can't have these things. We need to pass laws and kick in doors and kill people. Well, because she's better off dead than she was. Oh, wait, no, she wasn't a drug user, was she?
You know, they're kicking these doors in, and they're doing it all the time, whether it's for innocent people or guilty people.
40,000 raids a year. 40,000.
What do we... do we have fewer drugs?
Not a drop fewer.
Not a bit. Drugs keep on getting more and more prevalent, not less. We're not winning this war.
Not only are we not winning, first of all, you and I aren't fighting it. It's the government that's fighting it. The government isn't winning the war. And secondly, they can't win it. They can't. It's not possible.
No.
And the reason why, and it doesn't matter if they spend another $100 million on advertising. As we've seen, the kids don't care. They laugh at those commercials. I laughed at them when I was a kid. The kids laugh at the commercials, and the smugglers laugh at the idea that they can be stopped. Sure, they stopped 500,000 pounds of marijuana in one year alone at the southern border, but that didn't make a dent in the amount of pot coming through.
Pittance.
Yeah, that's like, you know, a day's worth coming through the border. I don't really know how much comes through on a day, but really, they haven't touched it. They haven't even scratched the surface of the amount of drugs that Americans consume.
They can't. They can drive the price up of the drugs, but they can't stop them from coming.
Oh, they've driven the price up just fine. That's definitely something they've done.
They drive the price up, it makes the criminals more desperate and more dangerous.
Exactly. The more risky the business is, the more violent criminals decide to get into the business.
Well, the more crime you have to commit to get the money to buy the drugs, too.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So the solution, of course, is simple. And people are shocked when they hear these ideas. They say, it can't be that simple. Yeah, it can be that simple. End the war on drugs. Let's make it so people can go and buy the drugs they want to buy at their corner store, at Walmart, at the CVS pharmacy, Walgreens. Let's make it so people can have access to the products that they are looking for in the legal marketplace. What is wrong with that idea? Really, that's what I'd like to hear from you.
It is revolutionary.
If you're someone who thinks that's a bad idea, I want to hear from you. And Alan in Florida, we're going to get to you next. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I'm always looking for a drug warrior. I know you're out there. Come on, defend the status quo. Because if you don't call in, it's just more evidence that you really don't believe in your positions, do you? Come on, defend yourself. 800-259-9231. This is your show. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, it's your show, the Live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, talking about the war on drugs. We're going to be bringing on a special guest here in a few moments. He is a former law enforcement officer, and he's going to be chiming in on this whole war on drugs thing. But first, we're going to your calls here. But also, do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So get your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich and order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066 or akidsjourney.com. As always, I am coming right out and saying we need to end this insane war on drugs, looking for someone who disagrees with me. There must be someone out there listening that thinks the war on drugs is just a peachy keen idea and we should just keep doing it. In fact, we need to increase the funding. I want to hear from someone like that. 800-259-9231. Of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Let's go to the phones and talk to Alan in Florida. You're listening on WFTL in South Florida. Hey, Alan.
Hi, how you doing? Talking about the futility of drugs, we want to keep drugs from the borders and keep it out of this country. We can't keep drugs out of prisons.
Yeah.
Prisons are 24/7. Walk into any federal prison and you'll smell drugs. That's talking about, when you think about that, it's just a lost cause.
It absolutely is, and it's time to end it. It's time to fully decriminalize drugs and make it so that people are not going to be afraid that they're going to get thrown into a prison cell when they want to look for help. There's actually a lot of people out there that are on drugs and would like to get some help, but they're deathly afraid that somebody's going to snitch them out in the hospital and that they're going to end up in a prison cell.
I know you're asking your audience, but can you think of any reason not to do it?
Not to legalize drugs?
Right.
No, I can't.
The best thing I can come up with is the concerns that people have about people driving while doing drugs.
But they're doing it already.
They're driving while doing drugs already.
And the statistics show that when drugs are legal, they're no longer a forbidden fruit, so therefore, actually, usage tends to go down instead of up.
A 10-year-old?
What's that?
Would you sell it to a 10-year-old?
Would I sell it to a 10-year-old? No.
You've made drugs legal now. Would you sell it to a 10-year-old?
I don't think we should have ages of consent like that. I think that each individual store owner should set his or her own policy. If I was running a store, I would not sell heroin to a 10-year-old. However, it's none of the government's business whether I do or not. Thanks for the call, Al. You're still there. Oh, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Patrick in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to just make a comment on the situation that with the war on drugs in the United States and other countries around the world.
Yes.
What I don't understand is how people think you can legislate morality and get away with it and just make a problem like this and other vice crimes, you know, just simply go away and disappear and everything will be okay.
It's an amazing fantasy, isn't it?
It's amazing. I mean, you think people would learn from history, especially Prohibition back in the 1920s when we had gangsters like Al Capone. You know, you made alcohol illegal, and look what happened. You had guys with Tommy guns killing people with street sweepers, you know, in Chicago. And
yep.
Other
now you've got Pablo Escobar doing the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same.
The problem is it's a cyclical process, and it's never going to end until people wake up and realize that you can't legislate morality and you know, make things, certain behaviors that you do not tend to agree with, illegal just because you don't agree with it.
Yep. What we really need to do is change the hearts and minds of Americans and people around the world to understand that using force on your neighbor to get them to behave in the way that you would like them to them to behave is completely... it's completely ineffective.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. When you try to use force on somebody to try to get them to behave in the way that you think is best, doesn't matter if you think that they shouldn't be smoking pot or you think they shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage or whatever it is, your moral system that somebody else is violating in their own private lives. Those individuals that you try to use force on inevitably are going to do whatever they can to avoid you. They're going to try to avoid the force. They're going to try to get around it. They're going to try to slip through the crevices, slip through the fingers. And if they can't, if you've got them cornered, they might fight back. And so that's one of the reasons why that we've got so much strife in America, because people are persecuted. The drug users in America are a persecuted class of individuals. These are people who go to work, they go to school, they get their jobs done, they go home, and then they want to get high instead of get drunk. And there's nothing wrong with that. They shouldn't be persecuted for it, but now they're afraid to even even talk to certain people about a problem they might have, because they're deathly scared of having being thrown in a cold prison cell. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WFTL. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Listen, I don't have all the answers, but I think that obviously this war is much like other wars, where they're not designed to produce a win or a loss at the end. It's the process. It's the financial gain for both sides. However, I disagree with your hypothesis in that, have you ever personally dealt with somebody on methamphetamine or crack?
Personally, no, I've never dealt with them.
What do you mean by dealt?
Encountered them.
I've encountered people on crack.
I've encountered people on crack, yes.
Okay. Do we need that in society? I mean,
it's there right now, sir. It's in society now.
I think you could make the argument that methamphetamine and crack would not exist today if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Yes, you could make that argument. As a matter of fact,
it's actually the war on drugs that created those. But they may very well have shown up in a free and legal situation.
Not likely.
At least with marijuana or even alcohol, for that matter, there are some people that will not get behind a car if they drink for the fear of being arrested for DUI.
Okay.
There is some deterrent effect to the laws at some level.
Not much.
Now, if crack was legal, would you do it?
No.
Okay, you think that a lot of people would? Do you think they'd get in cars after they did it?
How do you know?
I'm just asking you. We're hypothesizing. I mean,
I think you could say that
machetes are legal. Why aren't people running around and whacking people's heads off with them? I mean,
I think you would have more use than you have now.
And the statistics, because the fear
of being caught or being fired or whatever you're dealing with, your job or whatever, would not exist as it does now.
Well, crackheads don't have that fear now, and I don't think that.
I'd fire somebody that was that worked at my place that I found out did crack.
I don't think there's a large contingent.
Crack at home and not at work.
I may very well do that. It seems like they're a pretty volatile person. I don't know if I like that.
No, I'm saying, but you're saying that you fire someone that did crack at home. Well. With your argument, who cares? They're behind closed doors. They choose to do it.
No. My argument only says that I don't want to pay for incarcerating them, and I don't want to see the deleterious effects of this war on drugs. My argument does not say that I can't make any kind of differentiation between people who do it and don't. And if I had somebody who worked for me who got S-face drunk every single night, then I might just fire them, too.
Well, I agree with you. I agree that the war does not work.
Right.
It's ineffective.
I can argue that it is,
but the problem is the other side of that coin better?
We can't have utopia, but we can have something that's better. We can have yours and my constitutional rights not being eroded every single day because of this war on drugs. We can have.
I think you're taking some a few examples from around the country and making that problem a lot worse than it really is.
Wait, what problem?
This erosion, this people breaking down doors, and this...
Oh, my friend.
I have to disagree. If a cop asked you to search your car, would you let him?
No.
You wouldn't let him? Okay. Well, surprisingly, but most people do.
That's not necessarily true. It is true that most people do. We'll talk to Barry Cooper here in moments,
and he's a former law enforcement officer. He'll tell you that.
You know, but the question I have, as far as that goes, is do you think that that happened, say, before 1960, that cops... look through cars on a regular basis. I think that the reason that they do traffic stops.
How many cars do you have in 1960 compared to now? How much drugs do you have in 1960?
I'm just asking on a per car basis.
The fact is, our freedoms have been eroded as a result of this war on drugs, and it's time to end it. The crackheads are already out there smoking crack and driving. That's probably not going to change whether we legalize it or not. The fact is, if it's legal, then the crackheads at least aren't going to be kicking in your windows while you're not home and stealing your stuff or holding your wife up at knife point in order to get cash for more crack, because it'll be dirt cheap. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net toll free line. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live hats, t-shirts, the DVD Classic Archive collector sets there, also the Free Marketeer flag, and free bumper stickers, all there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up next week. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. And to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about the war on drugs, the insane war on drugs. And you guys, you're listening to the show, maybe like Mark, our last caller from Florida, you're not so sure about this whole idea of legalizing drugs. It's scary. I mean, as Mark pointed out, there's crackheads out there, and he's worried there might be more crackheads if we make crack legal. And then what'll happen? They'll get in their cars and drive and stuff. But well, the fact is, the crackheads are there now. The fact is, the crackheads are driving now, and what they're doing is they're going, they're smoking their crack at home, then they're getting in their cars to drive and buy more crack, because, well, they can't actually go to the store and buy a bunch of it all at once, for real cheap, which they could do if drugs were legal. Let's go to the phones and talk to somebody who knows, who might be a little bit more of an expert on this, the topic than just a couple talk show hosts. Let's talk to Barry Cooper. He is a former law enforcement officer. He's also the man in charge of NeverGetBusted.com. He's got a great DVD out, and we're going to be talking about it. It's called Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. Barry, I believe you are in Texas?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Barry, it's good to have you on the show. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and I know we've been sort of waiting for a little while to bring you on the program because I wanted to see the DVD before I had you on, and I'm glad I got the chance to because it was very entertaining. I enjoyed that viewing, and you, by the way, your website is NeverGetBusted.com. But before we get into what your DVD's about, let's talk about you, Barry. Who are you, and why should anybody listen to what you have to say?
Well, just like we listened to the soldiers that got back from the Vietnam War, the problems that were there, I was a frontline soldier for 8 years in our war on people. It's not a war on drugs, it's a war on people. So I was one of the frontline soldiers. My bosses, during all the interviews, claimed I was one of the best in the nation. I'm not sure if that's true, but if they want to claim that, I'll take it. But, yeah, we need to listen to the soldiers that were there kicking in the doors destroying these families behind this unjust war on people.
We were talking earlier this hour about the story out of Atlanta. I'm sure you've heard of it. Katherine Johnston, the 88-year-old woman who had her door kicked in and was shot by the raiding police officers, shot and killed over a warrant that they lied to get.
Well, let me tell you, it is so. Even if we are going to continue this war on drugs, the way we're crashing in doors is totally wrong, and I knew that when I was crashing in the doors. 10 of us men would get together in raid gear, more weapons than we'd ever need, and crash in on a husband and a wife and a couple of kids. Mm. When we could have just waited for the husband to leave for work, pull him over on a traffic stop, say, okay, you're under arrest, take us to your house, we're going to go search your house. But it's the adrenaline rush and the action junkie behind these narcotics officers. They're not doing it to help our children. They're not doing it because they think it's a good thing. That's a mask they're hiding behind to be cool.
I have to say that was my favorite one of my favorite parts of Never Get Busted Again, the DVD, where you were talking about how you were actually what you did was you went out on the interstate where you used to work essentially, and you showed us how it is that profiling worked. And at that time, you said that you were feeling the adrenaline coming up, even though you weren't on the job, even though you're no longer a law enforcement officer and haven't been for a decade or so, you could still feel that adrenaline sort of building up. And that's when you were explaining that, and this is something that I've known, because I've talked with former law enforcement officers as well in the past, who've essentially told me, yeah, I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I really love the feeling of kicking in a door and, you know, yelling at the top of my lungs or whatever it is that happens in those instances. And it's a sickness, isn't it, Barry?
Oh, it is a sickness. In fact, I've talked to a lot of narcotics officers that actually get depressed if they don't get a good bust within a month or so. I mean, come on. I've used the media to leverage a meeting with the district attorney of my county because there is a canine habitually false alerting up there to gain seizures. Mm. And the guy behind all of this is a volunteer constable. He's not even getting paid to do it.
Wow.
I know what he's getting paid. He's getting paid. There's nothing like the rush of popping the trunk of a car and having 50 kilos or 50 pounds of marijuana. You're famous for about 15 minutes. You get in the newspapers. You have a big party, and you live off of that high. These interdiction officers are no better than the crackheads themselves. They're just addicted to a lot stronger substance that's called adrenaline.
What I found really interesting was that the addiction is very profound, apparently, because you were talking about that when you started in the business, you get adrenaline rush off of writing a ticket, but that changes, doesn't it?
Yes, we have to have more and more and more. If I injected any human being with certain amounts of adrenaline every day and all day long, you build a tolerance for that where pretty soon a traffic ticket or a disturbance call no longer gives you that dose that you need, so you try to get more dangerous positions, and that's usually crossing over into violating people's Fourth Amendment rights. I walked on the fringes of it for 8 years.
What I found I know, Mark, you watched the video as well.
I did watch it today.
What about the part where Barry was talking about how when he was looking for that rush, he left people unhandcuffed, like a coke dealer or something like that,
just so they'd run or fight.
So it increased the chances that something would happen so you could get your rush.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to tell you something. The side effects of adrenaline are just as bad, if not worse, than some of the harder drugs that they're out busting. There's a chemical called anoadrenaline that's a byproduct of adrenaline. And I taught in law enforcement classes to take psyllium to try to eliminate that from your body, because if you didn't, you wound up more aggressive. You are more prone to drink. You know, cops become alcoholics at an alarming rate. I think
they sure
they're
do.
Up there in the... And they have horrible family lives, and it's because of this addiction to adrenaline. They're not out there busting these drugs to help our 10-year-olds on the playground. They're out there doing it for the adrenaline rush. Besides that, nobody's selling drugs to our 10-year-olds. They don't have any money. 8 years, 300 felony narcotics arrests, over 500 misdemeanor narcotics arrests. I worked undercover and bought and sold kilos. I've done it all, and I not one time ever arrested a pusher on a playground trying to sell drugs to a 10-year-old.
It's a total myth. total
myth. It is a myth. It's nuts. When was the last time you've even heard of a teenage kid overdosing on one of these illegal substances?
It's very
rare.
What
they're overdosing on now is what's in mom's and dad's medicine cabinet.
That much is true. And the other point on overdoses, since people are, I mean, we talk about ending the war on drugs all the time on Free Talk Live, but and a lot of people are scared of the idea that people could go and purchase drugs, illegal, what are now illegal drugs, like in a grocery store or something like that. And the thing you have to remember is that when a drug is made in a laboratory under legal controlled conditions with a quality control department with labeling on it that says what you're getting, the dosage you're getting, you've got clean product that's not it's not being manufactured in somebody's back shed with dirty chemicals. I mean, if anybody's overdosing on illegal drugs today, it's because the drugs are illegal. that's
well,
why they're getting hurt.
You made the point really well, that other caller that was so nice to call in. Hey, they're getting the crack already. They're getting the methamphetamine already. They're getting the heroin while it's illegal. If all these substances become legal, I'm not going to start doing them. Just because they're legal does not mean more Americans are going to do these drugs.
I'm not interested in doing crank. I don't care how legal it is. I don't care if they give me money to do it. I don't want to get messed up with that stuff.
I'm pretty sure most people are that way. In fact, Barry, I want to have you on also in Hour 3. There's a lot to talk about. We got to talk about your DVD and what you're doing to help end the war on drugs. I think there's been some controversy. We're going to talk about the controversy amongst the anti-drug war community that has arisen over you and your DVD, and it's all very interesting, and I think that they've got you wrong. I think that there's a little bit too much paranoia out there about you, Barry, and I want to touch on all of this. So if you can hang on.
I'll stay as long as you need me.
Great. I'm going to bring you back. Hour number 3 is on the way. I know we've got Neil in Florida. I want him to hang on patiently because we got more with Barry Cooper. He is the man who was in law enforcement for a number of years. He busted hundreds of people for drug possession charges, for drug dealing charges. And at some point, and we're going to talk about this point, at some point he came to the realization that what he was doing was wrong, that he was hurting people, he was not helping people. And I want to know what led him to that conclusion. I want to know what caused the turnaround for Barry Cooper. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Barry, Hour 3 is on the way.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.